Now you can proceed.
All right, ready? Okay, we're gonna bring that budget meeting to order at 5:30, June 16th, Tuesday, 2020. Get a roll call, Danielle, please.
Sharon?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Steve, Roy?
Here. Does the board at this time have any declaration of potential conflict of interest? Joe?
No.
Ken?
No.
Richard?
Roy, no.
Sharon?
No.
Okay, presentation of the budget, modifications to the budget, approved by Budget Committee. Gary?
All right, so this budget hearing is here for public input, public comment, and also with our board. We don't have to approve anything at this time. This is strictly a public hearing, and we're gonna approve this budget in a regular meeting in half an hour from now. So I guess from there, is there any public people on the phone?
That would be a negative if only Tim on the line.
All right, and there's nobody here behind me. So I guess just go into, does the board have any questions of what our adjustments we did? We did three, well, I think there's like four or five adjustments we made. Do you guys understand what we did there? We Yeah, we increased the payroll to compensate for two part-time maintenance workers. And we decreased the maintenance monies to compensate for that. And then the other change that we did with the transfers to the capital projects, we took that money off the transfer, so we don't add up the money twice. Basically, we're doubling up the money, and it shows our total adopted budget, like 16 million. So after the resolution's approved in our regular meeting, then this document, this resolution number 540 will be correct at 8,700,000.
Very nice, Gary. Very nice. Joe, any questions?
No.
Ken, any questions?
No.
Richard, any questions?
So when you increased your personnel, they're still not full-time, right?
That's correct. They're not full-time.
So they get no benefits?
No benefits.
No retirement, no insurance?
No. Not at this time.
Do you anticipate that changing?
That could change after the new year. We'll look at, see how things are going. I'd like to see what the winter months gonna happen to us. Because we're collecting money from, you know, future stays right now. Actually, we collect money when the RV park was shut down for future stays. So I just don't know what our numbers are gonna be looking like in the next couple of months when people start using up, because we're collecting the full amount now. I don't know what it's gonna look like. I'm hoping we keep on having people. I mean, the RV park's really busy right now, so hopefully we won't have that much impact on our budget, but I'd rather just play it safe and just see how things are rolling. Right now, our part-time employees are getting compensated with unemployment for the differences.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
How about the tenants? Have you had deferred payments from tenants?
Haven't really deferred payments, but there are some tenants who are not paying. And we're gonna have a meeting tomorrow, kind of go over all that and see what kind of list we're gonna come up with and kind of develop a plan to bring to the board. But I'm kind of waiting to see what, you know, we're just pulling all this stuff together now. Because there's some tenants are paying now that didn't pay the last couple months. So it's kind of I can't really answer that at this point.
So if they have missed payment, then are you gonna have to renegotiate their rental agreement to figure out how they're gonna pay that back?
Depends on what the board wants to do. Yeah. I wanna present some kind of an option, maybe a 12-month or 18-month payback period to give them, but I really don't know until we review this list tomorrow and see what kind of impacts we got. But there are some tenants that haven't paid.
I know one tenant can't open until July.
Why is the reason that?
The reason, I guess they don't have the proper safeguards and.
Okay. So kind of getting off the question, but it does have to do with a possible more shutdowns. I was talking to Willie Gergen today, and I had to cut him short, and he was talking to me. He started to talk to me about something that Kate Brown's got going on tomorrow. Does anybody have any idea what that is?
I heard that from Willie, too. I was asking before this meeting started if anybody heard anything. I haven't heard anything what she's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing about what you were saying there about things are going good and you'd like to wait till the wintertime, has anyone else heard that this pandemic is supposed to have another possible outcry around September, October?
Well,
second wave.
Based on what I've seen, it hasn't ever stopped.
Correct.
It hasn't ever stopped.
I mean, it came up and it flattened. Now it's going back.
Correct. So I'm thinking there might possibly be more shutdowns, not in our favor, sooner than we think. I'm hoping not. But anyway, we'll get back to the budget. I had no questions. Did you have any more questions? Sharon, do you have any more questions?
Oh, budget looks good.
It does. It really does. Travis, you were going to say something just a minute.
We're good.
You did? Yep. All right. Then I guess we will. No public comments. Any further comments from the board before I adjourn? Staff? Danielle? Come on, Danielle. You got something. No?
All right. Oh, does Kim have anything? We covered everything, Kim?
I don't have anything. You covered everything.
Cool.
Thank you, Kim, for a very nice presentation.
You're welcome.
Okay, with that being said, we're going to adjourn this meeting at 5:37, Tuesday, June 16th, 2020. Now is the